Yeah.
And so on. I think we're holding by the paragraph of Pirush Ikam Ashaya Kleed Migdash Alav Zer Kenekas Hashem type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So Lemaisa, he's dealing over here with the concept of the Ksarim and the Kalim. And Shem Tov, it's not even Shaykh, there should be a Kesa. There can't be a Kli with a Kesa, and that's Ha'il Agabeyim. And so on. I want to speak a little bit about the Kesher, I guess in Yana Ziyayma, the music of Kesher, the Chlau. In other words, in every Kli, there's a Kli itself, and then there's a Kesher. Yom Kippur, it says in the Sfar Magdashim, two descriptions of it. It comes from Bina, that's one sphere that's connected, and it comes from Kesser. I guess the place where it says it the most mefurish, and the one that it puts it down this way, is the Shulah HaKadosh. Shulah HaKadosh says, in this, what he calls the Tzav Tzav Shoshana, he says that the 10 days of Aseres Mechuvah work their way from the bottom up, from Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, obviously, all the way to Kesser and Kippur. And even though it's all in Bina, but it's the subdivision of the different spheres in Bina itself, starting from Malchus and working up to Kesser. He's the one who, I guess, is the most accessible sefer that says it as it just can be. Some clues from Wolf bring down that it's Merumis in the Pasuk of Lifnei Hashem, Titharu. Titharu is Gematria Kesser. The Tuf and the Reish are the same, and the rest you can figure out. So the Tesei Tuf gets you to another 20, and you have it. So it's Pachin of Kesser. Pachin Mazim are the Lifnei Havaya. In other words, Lifnei Havaya means before, ahead, beyond, if you wish. That's a remez. So Kapanim, the Miram is the finding of Titaru in the Kesser, that's connected to Kesser. I want to try to understand it a little bit. So the Pasha says it's a very high matrega, that's fair. But there's a lot more to it. Not only the very high madriga, but try to understand a little bit the yichud of Yom Kippur to Teshuvah all year round and so on. Which premises a very hard thing to understand. What is the difference? There's a mitzvah Teshuvah every single day of the year. It's a chiyuv. I mean, a person has a chiyuv of his father Levinim. That's every time, you know, you bring a carbon and so on. It's a Shuvah, it's a Mitzvah Kolis. And Yom Kippur, the Rambam says it's a cake, but if you try to get a sense of what is the especially, so Manishtana, saying that especially the Sugo, maybe a Mosiat Eshmaya, but Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Ninyanim, what's the Inyan over here? Semasetic says this thing in one place, and just being marked with Meyer a little bit. The emes is mitzad all the inyanim that of avoda that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this world. It's behedya tali in us. Wherever there's a makom of chira, wherever there's a makom of mitzvah, makom avera, that's kuli tali in us to do and not to do. It's nice that Kaddish Dishmaya, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is to help us, no one can do it, v'chulu. But the essence, the whole arena of avoda is our avoda. It says that they asked, the Gemara. That they asked the Nevi'im, what should be in it, they asked Torah, tale of. And it says, Nefesh HaTas might discap, Shol L'chochm Nefesh HaTas might discap, it says, Tisyasa, Ebrasa, the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they should do tshuva. The Sereb Shad is like this. In the Makam Avoida of tshuva, tshuva is a chiyuv, and a person is mechuyev to it, and like anything else. So just like a person is mechuyev to do things, the mitzvah lechatchila, the person also has a chiyuv that if he didn't do well, to do a tshuva, which will take him further. But there's nothing in the tshuva, in the process of tshuva, that could or should undo what was done. In as much as the world is given over to Avodas Adam, Hagufa, it means that I have the yadi to metakin, I have the yadi to mekalkel. And anything that did wrong, that kilkel worked, and it's mekalkel. So I can fix it just like I can reconstruct it. So if I missed Krishna yesterday, so I didn't do Krishna, I can do today a pool of tshuva, which will make a new inyan, or whatever you want to call it. But certainly, there's no way to undo something else done, because in the mahalach of yesh miyesh, that is chachma, I'll just put it, the mahalach of chachma is always the yesh miyesh. When a person is looking to invent something, I need something to do X, Y, or Z. So the big chacham is able to take the pieces, the laws of nature that exist, and work them around in a way that he'll get the type of machine that he needs. So it's a yesh meishik mahalach. On a mo'ed loifin, it's not to take two pieces of wood back together, but at the end of the day, chokhma works within the context of what exists. A person comes to a big chokhma for an eitzah. So an eitzah is not a new mahalach. An eitzah means within the options that exist where you are, there is a way to do it that's best for you. That's what chachma is. The whole mitzvah of chachma works because there are pieces that exist there. If I tell you, if my perspective on the world is with chachma, so I have an assumption that there are kavua v'kaimedika dinim, that kavua v'kaimedika laws that exist in the world, and I need to put them in place. That's the mahalach. So these are laws that can't be violated. That's what chachma is. If let's take an example. In chemistry and in physics, I can predict what's going to happen and tell you how it's going to happen, so on and so forth. In psychology, I can give you be'erich, because people have free will and so on. When I'm dealing with a nutcase who every minute, if he has a new joke in his head, there's no way to predict it, because the whole idea of being able to formulate laws and predictions are based on the fact that there's a Seder Pnimi, and that's part of the world that's Yesh, and these are expressions of it. But if the other person is kuloi out of it, then it's not shy. So let's say the world would work that Adams would do whatever they want to feel like doing. Whatever mood an Adam is, that's what he does. So there's no such thing as science. All of science is built on a world of din, of Yesh miyesh, where everything comes from a metzius that is kayemis, broke down once, twice, three times, whatever it is. I say the fixing. The fixing is a specific tikkun, but there's no way where I can say it's a sheet of etzem. So this is a car that broke down two or three times. Mistame will keep breaking down because it's not a good car. So in the realm of that shayach tavodas adam, in all the in everything that he's told to do all year, including tshuva, it all has to work within a certain context. So it's not oike the mice, I shouldn't get yisurim on it, because the yisurim are for kilkel that happened. So let's say a person didn't watch his health, and he pushed himself too hard, whatever it is. So those consequences, whatever the consequences of that pushing too hard, land on him, and he suffers from it. If he's a chacham, he's going to change his habits and start doing things differently, and it'll be a tikkun mekana l'haba. It's certainly not going to be a tikkun in what was. This nahala starts with chachma down. In chachma, you have chachma is a structure, a superstructure, that everything else is kafufed it, everything else is subsumed to it, and can only play by the rules of the structure. That's where, so it says Breishis Bara Lakim. Breishis, the Targum says, is the Chochmasa. That from the, with the Midah of Chochma, that's the earliest Midah that we can pin to this world. There is a Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's beyond it, before it, and that's called Ratzon. That Midah is a, it's the Midah of Ratzon is something which is the very first Midah. It's the first Sheresh of a person. Nothing comes earlier than Ratzon. They talk about Tainuk being the inner part of Ratzon. It's one and the same. A person's Ratzons are circle his Tainuk. So whatever person's Nis'anigon, that's where his Ratzon is. And the question is, what does the person choose to be Nis'anigon on Ruchnis, Agash, and so on? But Balakopanim, that's where, so the first Midah is Ratzon. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the process of Briyas HaOlam, which is Chachma downwards. But there was a gilui of Ratzon as being something beyond the gilui of Chachma. It's a tricky one, because as we go from Chachma onwards, we have everything. We have everything in our hands. We are balabatim over it. We can balabatim over it. Physically, we can balabatim over it. Afaida can be mishana, be metakin. Those are all inyanim that are shaykh to us. Those inyanim that are shaykh to us have no shaykh to us whatsoever. That which is beyond our world is beyond our world. And the Nela, we have no tfif on it. We have no afaida with it. We have no sagar with it. It's not, it's like the pasuk says, you know, Hanigur Hanistar Hashem Alakena that Lana Vanay not Oilam. The Nistaris all are not Shaykh Das Mehedya, and there's no we don't do with it, we can't do with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Midah that's a Mamutza, and the Nafgemina is between that Gilui. The other Gilui is in the Gilui of Chachma downwards, we have a Gilui of what is. And the Melech of a Gilui of what is, we have a Koach over it. From the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megalitas onwards, we are Bali Shlita. Just like Mahablan science, anything that you know about, anything that you know and understand, you're Balabas. Because I know how it works and what caused it, and they made like I can balabatva with it. In terms of the who is Megala to us, that there are things, midas beyond what we can understand, that are also shaykh to it. The marshal to that is the kesser, and the kesser on the kelim. So I have an aron, and the aron has a very, very clear tafkid and includes in itself the luchas and so on and so forth. That's the aron is a gilui. It's a gilui of something that is. There's an afraida with the aron because it is so. It holds the luchas, and the nele it belongs to the world of afraida. It has in itself a kesser around it also. And all the kesser is, all the kesser does, is it's megala to me that there's a beyond to it. The fact that there's a gila like that means that even though I can't grasp it, I can still use it. That's a very critical piece. I want to give a dimyan to it to understand that. Moshe Rabbeinu. So Akash Baruch told him, let's go, Vachalit Geroga, it's finished. But Rashi says, since Akash Baruch told him Anichali, so he chapped that Akash Baruch left him a Mahalach to deal with it, and that's where the deal with it came in. What's the pshat there? I mean, what's the game over here? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to daven or to do whatever he did, he said, you know, if you're not going to do tshuva and get everybody to do tshuva, it's going to be plenty bad. He didn't say that. What he said was, hanichali. Why this game over here, playing with it? I mean, the Kaisel is about to be destroyed, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is safe. There's a special section in the prayer book for such occasions, and here it is. And in Betzim, this includes in itself the Gilu of Yigim Amidus. So what is that Gilu? The Teretz is on other Inyanim of Ritzim Pius HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have some sort of mahalach of how it works. A person did an aveiri, brings an oila, a deirin. So that has a matzias. A person does some other aveira b'shegeg, he brings a carbon, a chatas. So carbon chatas is part of the mahalachim of Avaida, and the Mele were shelled out. Hanichali Akash Baruch Hu told him, he was Megala to him, that there's something, there's a Mahalach beyond these Mahalchim that you can latch onto, even though you don't have the clarity. So it requires from us a deher that A, there is something beyond us that's called Shaykh. And it also means it's something that the Etzem is very little tolly in our Veda and much tolly in Rav Hashem. It's almost called tolly in Rav Hashem. Everything is tolly in Rav Hashem, but in many of our Veda we have a Mahalach. And if you do it this, you know, Kolman Shabbatai, I'm Oysel Fanik Seder. There's a mahalach of being able to do something with a certain logistic framework. Here the pshat is, the gili is that we can latch onto something that goes beyond that. The Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, as opposed to normal Chesed Rachamim. Normal Chesed Rachamim function within a big picture. You have all the spheres, and someone like to someone like to Rachman. Each and every one of them has its met means that each kli, or each of those kelim for sure, has two parts. It is what it is, and then there's something more to it that's going someplace else. And I deherit it that there's the gufa dava, and then there's a chibur of a different type to other inyanim. It's a very difficult line to straddle, because I can have a kesher with it, but never the fullness of the kesher I have with things that I am shalom on. That's the difference between the two inyanim. The mahalach of tshuva on your kippah is very different from the other year round. All year round, the chiyuv tshuva is nevea from a chiyuv to do good from now vayda. It's also a form of avayda. It's not meant as a tikkun l'mafreya. It's one of the reasons why we spend the vast majority of Yom Kippur at davening, as opposed to just doing tshuva. Every time Chesed Moel, before he does a bris, says a little Yeratzen, that it just go well. The Yeratzen is very, very late Yeratzen, Yeratzen shoots well, and so on. Then you do it. So everything needs to have a little tefillah that things should go well. Yom Kippur, the Guf HaYoyim is all totally around it. Ha'itachon. I mean, Sukkis, we're not mispal all day long that their little vessels are getting good, and the Sukkis are getting good, and this and that. It's a sense that he erupts, and that's it. Here, the Chor, all day long, we should be sitting with sheets of what we did Averis, and when we'll be attacking it, and so on. And yet, the filler is the... So even the Zahar Beis HaMikdash, but tefillah in this particular case of tshuva seems to be an ikar gadol, and the reason is because it's not when it's a tshuva all year round. So over there, it's be'etzem our pula, it's our maisa, it's something that we need to do. And then we need to have the Shema and so on. Yom Kippur is coming where we're hearing that it's something beyond it. If I can give another example, something that's close and will help us understand the parallel of Shabbat. One in Yom Kippur, there's a person to be rather five chaveroi, because on all these Averis on a Chavero, it's not this capital, but it's not Merav to Messiah, it's Chaver. The Rit Tzui and Pius of the Chaver let's go back to Mecha. There's an Avera here. And the whole reason why we do Tshuva, why we're being Merav to our Chaver of Yufayt, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. So fine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you're magic, somebody has to pay for Hezek, he did. So I did it. And I made good. I gave him, I was Mishalem, Tachas, whatever, I was magic, I'm Mishalem. So what's the problem now? Why do I need to be mirach to the person? So good, I want to make it feel good, and this and that. So maybe that's part of the tikkun of the Hezek. But once a person did it, if a person didn't do it bedafka to hurt the person, or whatever. The answer is because in order to, wherever there's a pgia, wherever it goes, when I'm chaited to somebody, so on the guf hadov itself, I can mishalim, shnayim, chayim, tachas, I can pay for it. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamlich every person, and he has a metzias, there's a begi in the person. And on that, there is no mahalach of being able to be, there's no mahalach of being able to be meratza, to do any tikkun. Now, you're not going to be oitrid unless you touch base with the person. I broke down a face. I broke your car down. Your car's worth $20,000. Here, $20,000. Brazil. So I brought you back a brand new car. The deterrence is because a person goes beyond the chesed. So now there's a makom. I was pegia beyond what's there, and the makom slicha kapara comes from that place beyond. So Yom Kippur is the avoda where there's no makom avoda. There's Betzim in the Kachi Kadoshim, there's no Makom Avodah, there's no Avodah in the Kachi Kadoshim except Yom Kippur. So it's not the Pshat that Yom Kippur is a holy day, could even go on Kachi Kadoshim, but it could be an Avodah. The Kachi Kadoshim is a place that's beyond Avodah, it's past Avodah, it's the Kes of the entire Beit HaMikdash. It's the hell of the entire Beit HaMikdash. Yom Kippur is the time when we're metakin. The place is beyond our normal reach. And if we're talking about beyond our normal reach, it means it's not enough just to fix things. There needs to be a ritzui and a pius with the baal davar. So just like when you're mazik chaveri, a person has a chiyuv to be merafed a person and mefayis him because there's a baal hadavar also, In Yom Kippur, we need Yom Kippur is not only the tikkun on the kudus that we were that we did wrong in. It's a teher in the baal hadavar as well. So the reason pius with Arum Chavera and Yom Kippur is not the pshat. It's just Yom Kippur, for example, so to make sure we're nimna from eating past alta. So we're also going to worry about Yom Chavera. There's a special nikkuda of ritu here, because that's what it's about. Because it's all about the beyond Shavuot. That's why in all shtachim, same alam v'chavet v'ramakom, we need to reach beyond also. Okay, any questions?
I mean, it's impossible for a person who does teshuvah the rest of the year to reach that daiga of the Rotsen and Kesar. It's only on Yom Kippur that you.
Is it possible to have Geula on a Sukkot? Is it possible to have Simcha on a Pesach? It's possible, but certainly Mitzad, the Siyata, the Shmaya of the Zman, and the Giluyim of the Zman, it's a different world.
Right. And that we say that in general that Tshuva is Shaykh to Bino, Levava Yashiv.
Right.
So. I mean, the element specific.
Well,
yeah, no, I was just going to say, so that it's Shaykh to Bina specifically, is a, it's just.
Yes, the Gemara says that since you masmich Bina to Tshuva because of that reason, that's why about the Chaynodim Das. That seems to be, that's the Mahal of where an infusion of Das brings about. Brings about, you come to your senses. So we are dishtusing the person. We dishtus the person, you get tshuva.
Right.
But that's a normal. In other words, that's dealing with, listen, take a look what you've done to yourself. You buried yourself, and what's going to be with you? But when you, when a person, but this is something, okay, let's forget about yourself. There's a beyond yourself. There's one is plainness and tshuva of what have I done for myself. The second is plainness and tshuva is, what about the Rebbe Shalom? There's something that goes beyond the goof holder, and I need to be metaka that, and I can be moisha from that, Sef Ishmael.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.